Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
148 million dollar Rudy Giuliani defamation verdict.
This was about reputational damages, emotional damages, punitive damages.
Three hostages killed by Israeli Defense Forces.
This is not an outcome that anybody wanted to see.
Latest on American journalist detained in Russia.
The embassy says he remains upbeat.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A jury orders New York mayor and former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani to pay $148 million in damages for false accusations against two poll workers in Georgia during the 2020 election. Giuliani responding.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal.
And former poll worker Ruby Freeman says money won't solve all of the problems she and her daughter face.
I can never move back into the house that I called home. I will always have to be careful about where I go and who I choose to share my name with.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says there's little chance the plaintiffs will ever see all of the money.
What it will do is set up essentially a payment scheme, and Rudy Giuliani will never become a wealthy person. Any money that he makes should go to paying it towards this verdict and trying to make the plaintiffs whole.
Israeli Defense Forces acknowledge killing three Israelis who were being held by Hamas. The incident happened as the IDF carried out a military campaign. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The military says they were mistaken for terrorists during a gun battle. The bodies were taken back to Israel, where it was confirmed that they were hostages.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby with White House reaction.
We don't have perfect visibility on exactly how this operation unfolded and how this tragic mistake was made. But obviously, this is not an outcome that anybody wanted to see.
The U.S. ambassador to Russia meets with a detained American journalist there, CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. embassy says Ambassador Lynn Tracy met with detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He's being held on espionage charges. The embassy says he remains upbeat. Russian President Putin says Moscow is talking to the U.S. about a deal that would bring him home, along with American Paul Whelan. He offered no details. The State Department will only say multiple offers have been on the table, and one significant offer was made a few weeks ago.
We now know how Friends star Matthew Perry died in October. It was from the acute effects of the drug ketamine, and the autopsy report says coronary artery disease also contributed. The 54-year-old drowned in his jacuzzi, but that was secondary factor in his death, ruled an accident. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 57 points. Now this.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Another attack in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels prompts the Maersk shipping line to suspend all commercial traffic there. It has been going on since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
Usually when these attacks happen, an American destroyer responds to the call to distress. But in this case, the American destroyer was too far away to get there, so it did not encounter any of these drones that the Houthis also send out.
The Pentagon has ordered a U.S. aircraft carrier to remain in the Mediterranean near Israel. After deadly wildfires in August, Hawaii's Governor Josh Green is looking to stem short-term housing price gouging of displaced persons on Maui. Governor Green says with the help of federal funds, the state is looking for some 3,000 rentals with incentives for landlords.
We still have to get some of the short-term rentals, and that is absolutely fundamental to any solution we're going to have if we want to give people a dignified space to live in for these next 2 years as we build housing.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The number of homeless people is on the rise.
Federal officials are blaming the big increase in homelessness on soaring rents and the end of COVID-19 pandemic assistance. 34-year-old Liberty Hennigan and her five children are living in their vehicle in San Francisco.
Rent is really, really high. Legally, we can't all be into a two-bedroom. Like, if I put on a lease, like an application, a two-bedroom, so I'm not going to afford, or a one-bedroom, we can't rent to us.
Federal officials say homelessness among individuals rose 11% since early last year. It was up 7% among veterans and up 16% among families with children. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Prince Harry wins his phone hacking lawsuit against British tabloid publisher Mirror Group's newspapers. The prince is being awarded $180,000. Attorney David Sherborne read a statement from the prince.
Today's ruling is vindicating and affirming.
Former Daily Mirror editor Piers Morgan denies ever ordering anyone to hack a phone. Michigan State University has reached settlements with the families of three students who were killed in a mass shooting.
The attorney for the family of Alexandria Verner says they'll receive about $5 million from MSU.
MSU did the right thing. They stepped up.
He says the case was never about blaming the school.
It was never about that. It was about promoting the legacy of Alex Verner.
Verner, along with Brian Frazier and Ariel Anderson, were shot to death during the mass shooting on February 13th. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A state judge orders TikTok to comply with the North Carolina Attorney General's office request for records in a multi-state investigation into whether the app put young people at risk. The court order requires TikTok to turn over lists of all Zoom recordings that may help the attorneys general in their investigation. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, December 15th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.